Life circumstances, as many of us know, can have a huge effect on personal health. But uncovering those circumstances in a 15-minute doctor's visit or trip to the emergency room is unlikely. A pilot program in Maine aims to provide holistic health in a new way. Community care teams visit people in their homes to better understand what's preventing them from achieving better health. As Patty White reports, the goal is to help them improve their lives and lower health care costs.
Lucy Kelly is the eyes and ears for more than two dozen doctors in Androscoggin County. She's a nurse for Androscoggin Home Care and Hospice's community care team. When a doctor has a patient struggling to manage health issues, Kelly visits the patient in their home. Today, she knocks on Christine Bilodeau's door.
Hi, it's Lucy!
Bilodeau has multiple sclerosis. She also has cardiomyopathy, a disease of the heart, and depression. Kelly's worked with her for 6 months. She's returning today because the MS is making it harder for Bilodeau to get around. She fell recently, and Kelly wants to check on her.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll just pull up your goals, and we'll go over them to see where we're at. Are you feeling better, first of all?
The primary job of community care teams is to help patients set goals to achieve wellness. Those goals can range from losing weight to managing medication to finding reliable transportation. That's one of the more common ones, and it's a problem for Bilodeau, who missed a recent appointment to get her blood checked.
I should have gone over to have my blood done, blood work. It's hard not getting a ride.
Bilodeau usually uses a medical transportation company, but long wait times for rides mean a quick prick-of-the-finger appointment can take hours in travel time. Lucy Kelly says medical problems are often rooted in other life factors, but a lot of times doctors don't know what they are.
When you go to the doctor's office, everybody looks alike. They all are usually well-dressed, clean anyways, so you don't know what they're coming from. When we go out, we know what's at home. We know if that refrigerator has food in. There's plenty of times we open fridge cupboards to see, you know, are they really eating?
As a concept, we have never even thought that this was going to be possible because it's something that's totally different than anything we've ever done before.
Dr. Carl DeMars is a primary care physician and medical director for the community care team in Midcoast Maine, one of 10 teams in the state that serve a total of about 140,000 people. He says the team helps him get a more complete picture of his patients.
By having all this pre-work done, I can really understand what's going on in the home and allow me to really get at the heart of the matter in the visit and stop just worrying about why their blood pressure is out of control when it's really that their housing is falling apart or that their medications are, you know, not being taken correctly.
Since the Midcoast Community Care Team started a year and a half ago, DeMar says ER and hospitalization rates for patients dropped 25%. The Androscoggin Community Care Team says its ER and hospitalization rates have dropped between 40 to 50%. Success often depends on connecting patients to community resources, but Lucy Kelly says that's proved more challenging than she thought.
It's been eye-awakening just to see that there's not a lot of resources out there. And you really have to be on the ball to follow through because the biggest thing for me is other agencies don't follow through.
After the initial visit in patients' homes, Kelly spends a lot of time on the phone, contacting agencies and organizations and following up with patients. Once those patients meet their goals, typically within 3 months, they graduate. About 30% re-enter the program because of changes in life circumstances or a new diagnosis. At the end of Kelly's visit with Bilodeau, she writes reminders down for Bilodeau about next steps. Church used to be an important part of Bilodeau's life, so Kelly will try to connect her to a church that can offer social support and with tasks around the house. Bilodeau says ever since Kelly started working with her, she doesn't feel so alone.
I don't have family in the area. Don't have a lot of friends anymore. So, yes, she's changed my life quite a bit.
Bilodeau's MS is a daily struggle, but she says so far she's been able to achieve her goal to live on her own.
I still get my low times. They don't last as long.
Community care teams are funded by grants that were set to expire at the end of last year, but have been extended to the end of 2016. The hope is that insurance companies will then cover the service. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.